Here is my next guest, Dr. Alan Steinman, on behalf of the Annis Water Resources Institute. Not a bad seat for a couple hours, my friend.
A great view, Shelley.
Yes,
great view.
Great art prize celebration. Have you gotten to see any yet coming in from Muskegon?
Just walking over the Blue Bridge. That's it so far. I'm looking forward to a short walk around town before I have to head back to the lakeshore.
Yes, so all the staff at the Institute, if Dr. Steinman's not in a seat at 11:05, it's because he's enjoying his sister city here in Grand Rapids. Good morning to you, Dr. Steinman.
Good morning to you, Shelley.
Yes, let's talk about how you do work at the Institute. This is a busy time for you?
Very busy, but then it's really never very slow.
And you will be watching most likely the season change as you're right on the lake, right?
Yes, you could start seeing it yesterday, actually, as that storm came through. The lake was pretty stormy, and it was a tough ride for some of the kids that were out on the vessel.
Yes, we may be able to talk about the vessel before our conversation. What is the role of the Annis Water Resources Institute, please?
Well, our mission is to integrate research, education, and outreach to protect and preserve the freshwater resources of the nation, the world, and particularly the Great Lakes.
And what is this vessel that you allude to?
Well, we have the W.G. Jackson, which is one of our two research vessels. That's the one that's berthed in Muskegon. And then the D.J. Angus is berthed down in Grand Haven, where we run, we do research on the vessels and then run educational trips as well.
Tours for the young and the young at heart, correct?
Not just tours, but they get hands-on learning experiences because they're sampling the water, they're sampling the sediments, and they're analyzing that right on board.
An active vessel. You are an active, executive director with your team. Let's talk about some specific key points. This new Mott Foundation grant on innovative water management strategies?
Yes, Mott has kindly funded us again on another proposal, which is to look at innovative approaches towards dealing with water management in the state. Right now, the state is kind of fractured, if you will, in terms of how we deal with water resources. We have water commissioners, drain commissioners around the state in each of the counties. We deal with these small, relatively small watershed councils, but it's really not dealt with in an integrated fashion. So what we're proposing, and Mott has founded, and the Community Foundation for Muskegon County has also kicked in some money now as well, is to look at a whole new way of dealing with water in the state with these integrated watershed councils at a much larger geographic location, and trying to take some of the aspects associated with water resource management. It could be permitting, it could be regulation, it could be monitoring, and dealing with this in a integrated way across larger landscapes, which would, I think, probably hopefully result in more efficient management of our resources, reduce redundancies, and have cost efficiencies associated with it as well.
Is a key term here innovative?
Well, when Mott put out the RFP for proposals, they wanted innovative ideas, and they had quite a number of proposals that were submitted, and we feel very fortunate that we were one of the few that were selected to be funded.
So getting busy when it comes to these strategies, yes?
We just started this work literally on Monday when we hired a new person to help me out on the proposal, and it'll go about a year.
Great. Congratulations, this new Mott Foundation grant. Also, you are out and about in the community. This water collaboration network and upcoming workshop, you want to talk about this?
Sure. This is something that started about a year ago where the Department of Environmental Quality for the state wanted to look at what was going on in higher education around the state around water resources because, they too wanted to avoid redundancies. And so we developed a network of all of the active water researchers in higher education so that the state management resources would know what's going on, who they can rely on to get work done, and develop this kind of collaborative. And one of the outcomes, in fact, the penultimate outcome, is this it's a database of all of the people working on water, both in the state and in higher education, and people can find who they want to collaborate with. And then this workshop is the ultimate outcome, taking place up in Roscommon at the RAM Center, the state's DNR facility, where about 150 people, we anticipate about 150 people getting together with the state agency, water resource managers, and the people doing research in higher education to have this kind of a workshop to describe and define what's going on around the state, for people to meet with each other who may not have met each other in the past, and then hopefully develop new networks and new collaboratives and partnerships in the future.
What is the date of that workshop, do you
know? That is October 9th from 10 to 3. It's really meant for water resource practitioners. It's not for the general public, but hopefully the outcome, in fact, I fully anticipate that the outcome will be that we have more of this partnership going on around the state and better water resource management in the long term.
We are the state with water, well, this water collaboration necessary. Dr. Alan Steinman with the Sanus Water Resources Institute in the house here at the museum store. Normally we are on the phone. It's nice to be face-to-face, Dr.
Indeed.
Steinman. There's another conference I want to spend a bit of time on, the State of Lake Michigan Conference.
Indeed. This is the ninth, in fact, the very first one and the second one were started in Muskegon. From Dr. Janet Vale at the Annis Water Resources Institute. And then it's gone around to different states around Lake Michigan since then because people have recognized how much value it is to bring it to their community. This is the ninth. It's up in Traverse City. It meets with the Great Lakes Beach Association as well. And again, it brings in practitioners, water resource managers, people that are involved in water policy to come up there. And this will be in Traverse City. They anticipate 300 to 350 people attending and learning all about what's going on, the latest research findings dealing with Lake Michigan, whether it's Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, or Michigan.
My notes tell me maybe this is the tagline, fostering basin-wide partnership and synergy. This is the ninth biennial?
That's right. Every 2 years this is held. And you're right. It is fostering partnerships, but it's broader than what we just talked about with the Michigan Network Collaborative. This is looking at people not just in higher education and state agencies, but it could also be people from nonprofits, 501c3s, watershed councils, state employees, local employees, county employees, drain commissioners, people who are dealing with water in any particular capacity are welcome to that meeting to share ideas, share their research findings, and develop new partnerships.
Are you presenting?
I am not, but my graduate student is presenting some of the work that we're doing as part of Project Clarity. And remember, that is the Lake Macatawa Watershed Restoration Project.
Yeah. How do we find out about the conference?
Well, you can go online and you can Google the State of Lake Michigan Conference, or you can go to the DEQ website as well.
It'll bring that up. There would also be a new scientific article you ask us to check out.
That's right. Dr. Bopi Bedanda, who is a research professor at AWRI, has published a new paper in Frontiers in Microbiology. It's a leading journal, and it deals with the work that he's been doing on sinkholes up in Lake Huron, where I think we've talked about it in the past. He's found some very unique organisms that grow there that we think may be indicative of life on other planets where early life might occur. In fact, now that we know that there's water on Mars, these organisms may very well be found in those kinds of situations as well. But NASA's very interested in this. What's interesting and what Bopi did as part of this project is that these photosynthetic bacteria are capable of motility. They can glide. And they respond to light. It's what we call phototactic. So what he did was he put in a petri dish and he cut out the GVSU logo, and all the photosynthetic bacteria underneath this aluminum foil ended up migrating to where the light was cut out, and they showed this GVSU logo forming with this photosynthetic bacteria. It's very, very cool.
So that is Dr. Bopi Bedanda.
That's right.
Anything else you'd like to share, Dr. Steinman?
Just thank you for inviting me here. This is absolutely wonderful.
Yes. Well, again, our conversations continue on an every other month basis, but it's nice that this month landed here, or maybe we just made it happen because it's important that we know what's happening with the Annis Water Resources Institute, which we find where?
We find in Muskegon, and you can get us online at www.gvsu.edu/WRI, or you can call us 616-331-3749.
Great. Thank you, Alan. We'll see you running somewhere, right?
You got it.
Literally.
Thank you, Shelley.
Take care.
Take care.
Yep, I'm Shelley Irwin.